from Washington. This is VOA News. U.S. President Obama emphasizes Russia must reduce tensions in Ukraine. Two persons reportedly killed in Taliban attacks in Kabul. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says Russia must pull back its troops from the Ukrainian border and begin negotiating to defuse tensions. In an interview with CBS, Mr. Obama said Russia's military moves may be no more than an effort to intimidate Ukraine, but he added that Russia may have additional plans.
Certainly they're going to have influence because of trade and tradition and language and heritage. With Ukraine. Everybody acknowledges that. But there's a difference between that and sending in troops.
Mr. Obama on CBS. On Thursday, the head of Ukraine's National Security Council said Russia has close to 100,000 troops along Ukraine's borders in the north, south, and east. He said Russian forces are in full readiness to strike. Russia says the soldiers are involved in springtime exercises and has assured the United States they will not cross the border. Western experts believe the number of Russian forces near eastern and southern Ukraine is close to 30,000. Meanwhile, a top Russian security official told President Vladimir Putin on Friday that there has been a sharp increase in external threats to the state. The U.S. Congress has delayed a vote on a bill that provides aid to Ukraine and imposes sanctions on Russia. The U.S. House of Representatives met briefly Friday without approving the measure, and they are scheduled to meet again midday Tuesday at the earliest. Also Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah in Riyadh. Neither made any public statements. The two leaders' discussions were on security interests across the Middle East, focused mostly on tensions spawned by Syria's civil war and Iran's nuclear program. The three-year Syrian civil war has contributed to sectarian tensions across the Middle East. Saudi officials have voiced concern about the tentative dialogue the Obama administration has begun with Iran, the kingdom's top regional rival. More on these stories at voanews.com. On Friday, Taliban suicide bombers and gunmen attacked a guest house housing foreign and local non-governmental workers in western Kabul, killing at least two people. VOA's Sharon Bain in Kabul has more.
In what has become a hallmark militant attack, suicide bombers blasted their way into a foreign guesthouse compound in western Kabul, then started shooting. The guesthouse was home to a U.S.-based NGO called Roots of Peace. A number of residents managed to escape and were escorted to safety by police. Interior Ministry officials said about 20 foreign and local workers escaped the attack, which began with a bomb explosion. Three Americans, a Peruvian, a Malaysian, an Australian, and one person of African origin were among the survivors. It was the third Taliban attack in 8 days in the capital and the second on buildings housing foreigners. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
In the Central African Republic, officials say a grenade attack on a funeral ceremony has killed 20 people and left another 11 wounded. The attack occurred late Thursday night, local time in Fatima, a Muslim neighborhood on the capital, or of the capital, Bangui. Australian search planes have spotted objects in the Indian Ocean in the area where the search for the missing Malaysian airliner has shifted. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority said an Orion surveillance aircraft spotted the objects Friday in the new search location about 1,850 kilometers west of the Australian city of Perth. Sri Lanka has denounced as politically motivated the United Nations' approval of an international investigation into alleged atrocities committed during the final stages of the country's civil war. Sri Lanka has consistently denied accusations of war crimes, but the UN has faulted Colombo's own probes as not credible. Anjana Prasricha reports from New Delhi.
Sri Lankan presidential spokesman Mohan Samaranaike says sponsors of the resolution approved Thursday in the United Nations Human Rights Council did not take into consideration that his country was fighting terrorism during the civil war that ended 5 years ago. The resolution is the toughest of three brought against Sri Lanka at the UNHCR in recent years. The focus has been on war crimes committed by soldiers and rebels during the last months of the military operation in 2009 that crushed a three-decade-long insurgency by Tamil Tiger rebels. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Health officials in Guinea are on high alert after four cases of Ebola turned up in the capital city that is home to at least 2 million people. Guinea Health Ministry says the four new cases involve people who are believed to have had contact with the body of an earlier victim. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.